Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hey, hi.
Hi. I always relish the chance to use the phrase America's angriest leprechaun about John McCain. So. And it seems like that was dead on.
You know, as an esteemed tenured professor that looks like a scruffy hobo, you did. You pointed out something nobody else has on Twitter that I loved. You just said, remember when the Taliban promised it would be more open to women's rights? I think about this kind of thing when Republicans say they're not coming after birth control, same-sex marriage, etc.
Yeah.
Believe them when they show you who they are, right?
Right, right. The Taliban said, oh, don't worry, we'll let girls go to school. No, girls can't go to school.
No.
Don't worry, we'll respect women's rights more. No, now it's they need to wear the burqa. I mean, you know, it's like, what part of extremist don't you understand? And that's the same thing with extremist Christians.
Yeah, and you put it best. You said, if you don't get that Republicans smell blood in the water and are ready to have a feeding frenzy the second the Roe decision is final, you haven't been paying attention to the last 40 years of GOP f***ery.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they play the long game. I mean, here's the thing. I was just mentioning the midterms. Hang on. Hold, please. Everybody hold for a moment.
Oh, boy.
No, I just want to get your take. I was looking at the percentages again, for instance, of 18 to 29-year-olds, and it's normally like, 12-13% mm-hmm. vote in the midterms. I mean, we're lucky if we get 18-19% of them in the regular election. I mean, is this the kind of thing that's going to hopefully turn that around finally?
I think if Democrats play it right, and, right. We haven't, other than, strong statements from people like Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris, we haven't really gotten that unified message that they can keep hammering. And, they're letting Republicans take over the message by going, oh, boo-hoo, Brett Kavanaugh's house is, people are protesting outside Brett Kavanaugh's house.
You mean
house
he like, doesn't have any choice in the matter? You mean it's his
his
privacy rights?
I don't know.
Oh,
So it's okay to take away the privacy of what's going on of a woman's vagina, but we don't want to upset dinner time at the Kavanaugh compound.
Did you see someone's like, what about his neighbors? And his neighbors like, we organize this. We are his neighbors.
Yeah. We know who we're next to. Well, he's got two daughters, right? Doesn't he have two daughters?
Yes. Here's the tweet I was looking for is Rachel Bitticoffer. She said, you know why Roe is being repealed? Because the base of the Republican Party spent 30 years building the political machine it needed to grab enough power to make it so. They didn't give up every 4 years. That's, That's the thing I think we're fighting on our side as well. If you don't get everything you want, I'm just not going to turn out. When they never give up. This is like, they're like the Terminator with Roe v. Wade. This has been 30 years in the making.
And they organize at the local level. We do some of that, of course, but we have not paid as much attention to getting candidates in the local levels and in the state legislatures. And, we talk all the time, ad nauseum about the messaging of the Democrats. Well, here is a gift of a message. It's another gift. So many things are just absolute outright gifts to Democrats. Get out there. Don't do any of this. Well, we need to vote, and we're going to have this vote in the Senate. And it's like that we know is going to fail. And we know exactly what everybody's going to say. But we're going to do it anyway, because somehow that shows something.
Yeah. Well, except that I think it's dangerous and dumb to Democrat bash at this particular moment in time.
I'm not Democrat
bashing. No, 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 not you. I'm saying, I'm talking
Democrat
about
fluffing. I'm saying, get it up.
Yes.
But it's like that we have to keep saying it's one guy. One guy, Joe Manchin, is the one that stopped the codifying Roe v. Wade bill. So it's not, you know, oh, Democrats need to message. They're not doing it right. We need to get more Democrats to get this done, and it will get done if we get enough Democrats in. I mean,
Joe Biden could say, yes, you should get rid of the filibuster for this. I mean, that is going with a unified message. Yeah. That is not this, you know, oh, let's think about the filibuster kind of crap
It's Manchin and Sinema that don't want to get rid of the filibuster. So here we are. We keep running up. We need to make them irrelevant.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
I loved what you said on Twitter just in terms of motivating people. You said the modern conservative movement is basically them saying there's no way they're crazy enough to do a thing while they're already planning to do it. You said it's less Lucy holding the football than Lucy holding a grenade. And if people don't get the threat now, I don't know what to say. Do you?
Yeah. And there's an anger out there that they can tap into and don't try to calm it down. That's another thing that that Democrats sometimes do, which is, all right, we've got to be considerate about this. We have to move. We have to strategize. No, harness the anger. Use that energy.
Yeah. That's what I think Amy Klobuchar said yesterday. She said, I say get mad and vote. You know what I mean? It's not just right. It's both. You said, by the way, Andrew Sullivan, who drives me insane, he tweeted, what Roe did was kickstart the extreme cultural polarization that has long defined and blighted American politics. Maybe the end of Roe can mark the beginning of a return to living together and negotiating a way to make that bearable. And you just said this whole piece is desperately naive. I mean, really? It's like what Alito was saying. Oh, this has been divisive. Really? This is going to make it stop being divisive, taking away rights from half of Americans?
Yeah. And it became divisive because Ronald Reagan wanted the support of the crazies. That's why. He opened the door to the crazies. He said, come on in, crazies, to the White House. You can even have dinner with me and the wife. And that's how we're getting to this pitched battle.
Yeah. You wrote a controversial piece. Your piece is men are mostly responsible for the end of Roe, so up their world too. You said the Supreme Court is willing to can Roe in order to drag the nation into becoming a Christian theocracy. You said, holy, there is a ton more men than women making laws in Mississippi. You were just looking at the graphs, right, of how many men are making.
Only 17% of the legislators in Mississippi are women,
right?
Despite women being over 50% of the population.
Right. And you said, in no state with over 40% representation from women, is the right to abortion threatened? But those in places with roughly 65% or more men in the legislature has gone mad. Men have decided to up the world for women. So, hey, up their world, too. If I were a pro-choice legislator in one of those ludicrously savage states, I'd be proposing all kinds of laws. Pardon me. To bring pain to men. Use the bull against men, come up with savage child support laws, call it the Make Men Men Make Babies Act 2 or the Love Your Sons Rape Baby Law. You're very good at the law naming in your latest piece. You said while they might go through at the end of Roe is in what I said, while what they may go through with the end of Roe is infinitesimal compared to women's forced childbearing, in states that outlaw abortion, it's going to make the lives of forced fathers miserable, too. Thank you. Whether it's through child support laws or through changing their lives and their future around a child they never wanted to have, men's lives in Alabama, Idaho, Texas, Missouri are all going to get up. But you know who's to blame for that? Mostly other damn men. Thank you for your feminist frenzy this morning. I so appreciate it on behalf of the women in America.
Yeah, own it. We own it. Men did this. You know, we should be out there saying, no, you're wrong. You are punishing women. So, and yes, I know that any change to child support laws would fall disproportionately on poor and working class men. I know that. Right. But as, again, that Elizabeth Warren quote you played, she's very clear that this will, that the anti-abortion laws will fall disproportionately on poor and working class women. So, you know what? Let's make everybody feel the pain and maybe they'll friggin' vote.
Yeah.
For Democrats to end their pain.
Yeah. No, but that's a good point. It's a lot of forced, you know, what do you call it? Forced fathers as well. This is taking away everybody's choice. You also had a good, I don't know if you're a philosophy professor, but you said, whenever I hear an anti-choicer say that a new Jesus might have been aborted, I think it's way more likely that a bunch of future serial killers never got born.
Yeah. There are more serial killers than there are Jesuses.
That's true.
Yeah.
As far as I know, there's
actually,
only one.
Actually, a study was done to show that the post-Roe world, the availability of abortion actually has affected crime rates.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just saying that unwanted children are unwanted and, you know, sometimes treated as unwanted, which, you know,
Well, wouldn't the 400,000, Travis, children in foster care currently in the United States say that a lot of people that had babies kind of, you know, up. Okay. Yeah. I'm just, all right. It just seems like that's a very large supply. What is it? Domestic supply of infants?
Infants. Yes.
I did not know that was a, know that was a supply chain problem. Thank you, Amy Coney Barrett.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
By the way, Greg Abbott said Wednesday Texas would consider challenging a 1982 Supreme Court decision requiring states to offer free public education to all children, including those of undocumented immigrants. And you just said, hell, Texas, you used to be a great state. Now you're just a pathetic heap of crazy and cruel. It's just a race to, like, what new cruel law can we think of? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So undocumented migrants who bring their children with them, who, what were they supposed to do? I guess the idea is they were supposed to stay behind or leave the children when you come here. And so now we're going to say, let's not allow them in schools. And so now you're going to have an uneducated, undocumented migrant population. There's just no reason to do that. It's not like this is breaking the Texas budget.
It's just cruel. You also marked the we're well over a million deaths of COVID, and you just said it took a lot of hard work to be this stupid and uncaring, but here we are living the dream in the U.S. of A.
Woohoo! Yeah. USA! USA!
Yeah.
USA!
We're number one in the world. Yeah. COVID deaths. Right. Oh, my golly.
We're number one, and we take a number one on everyone else.
Hey, that was really good. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm a professional writer, too.
You are. Yes.
Oh, golly.
I want to take your classes if you talk like that.
You also, oh, I teach punnery 101.
Yes!
Punnery. You also commented on the monthly jobs numbers, 428,000 new net jobs in April, unemployment unchanged at 3.6%. You said, why do Biden and the Democrats keep strangling the economy with their communist, socialist, extreme leftism? Yes.
Yeah. And honestly, the other thing is I'm kind of tired of hearing, you know, yes, we have inflation. Yes, that's a problem.
Right.
But every time I hear it reported, it's never reported as it's a worldwide inflation
Thank
problem.
Thank you. Because of COVID, right.
Yeah. Because of the supply chain slowdown post-COVID or during COVID and trying to get things geared back up, as well as higher demand for goods because people weren't buying things during COVID. This is, again, speaking of 101, this is economics 101.
Yeah.
And yes, it needs to get under control, but it's worldwide. It's not Biden and the Democrats.
Thank you. All the economic indicators, in fact, are much better here because of Biden's policies than they are around the world. But right.
Consumer demand is still high. I mean, wages are rising, but they're not rising to keep up with inflation. Yes, that's a problem.
Right.
But, you know, then again, use that, Democrats. Say, hey, you know what? Let's hike wages more.
Right. Right. Exactly. All right, Professor. Thanks so much. Professor Scruffy Hobo, I love you.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. And you know, I may be number one, but I'm drinking a lot of coffee. So number two is on its way.
Oh, no, no.
Look what you did, Chris. Look what you did.
I know. I know. No. I encouraged it.
We end on a poo joke. Yay.
You know, I almost never do poo jokes.
I know. And thank you. All right. Love you. Goodbye. Bye.